Okay, praise the Lord. Today is the 1st of July 2018, and today we're going to be departing from the Acts series teaching, and we are reading from the book of Romans chapter 12 and Revelation chapter 9. So, Brother Marvin, if you would start off with Romans 12, and we will have a discussion about that after you get done.
Revelation 9, you said?
Revelation 9 will come after we get done with Romans 12, yep.
Right, so Romans 12, you want to just read the whole chapter?
Yep. Okay. Please.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy, according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation or hypocrisy. That's what dissimulation means, in case you don't know. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but can condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so doing, thou shalt heap hot coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Okay, praise God. So actually quite a lot of stuff in there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So when you were reading, I was thinking... In this first verse here, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, in speaking of our bodies, the Bible says that sexual sin is a sin against your body. So when you commit a sexual sin with another person, not only are you sinning against your body, and your neighbor is sinning against their body, you're sinning against each other's bodies. Okay, so but this first verse here, what does it say?
Present your bodies.
Don't do that. Present your bodies holy. But the world doesn't want to think that way. And then Christ cranks it up another notch by saying, hey, if your eye caused you to commit adultery in your heart, cut it out. If your eyeball caused you to lust, cut it out. Well, should any of us have eyeballs? I guess is the question that's begged. Because all of us have lusted. And so if you have lust in your heart, this is a present, ongoing, pattern, continual thing that you're doing, then not a momentary temptation where you capture the thought or you turn away from it, but you want it. You want to lust in your eye. Therefore, just like the mouth issue, right? The eye is desiring something that the heart wanted to do. So it starts right here all the time. That's where it starts. The temptation is presented in the mind and the eyes that the heart desires it. And it brings forth what? Brings forth death. Brings forth sin. Brings forth death. So, okay. So that was a good point. And Brother Marvin, if you want to...
I'm just going to read 1 Corinthians 10, starting in verse 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. And so, a form of idolatry, lust is a form of idolatry.
Right.
Anything you put in front of God, well, a car, or a house, or whatever, a truck, or...
job, family.
Another person, that's a form of idolatry. Lusting is a form of idolatry.
Yep.
That's why you'll see a lot of Bible verses, even in one of the books of John, 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, it talks about fleeing from idolatry. There's warnings about idolatry. Of course, it's one of the commands. Thou shalt not.
If you're lusting, you're making that person more important than what God has told you is not good for you. He's told you it's not good for you. And therefore, just like we experienced with Lydia, right? We know it's not good for her to stick her finger in the socket. But she's like, oh, this looks interesting. I know it's not good for her to run in front of the bull calves. Right? I know it's not. But I tell her, no, stop. She runs anyway. Or goes by the electrical fence. She's having sorrow. She's being sorrowful. And see, she runs by the electrical fence. I got a little tense yesterday. Because she loves to go with me to feed the cattle and take care of the animals every morning. She puts on her little boots. I put on my little rubber boots. And she spends the next hour and 15 minutes with me taking care of the animals. Well, there's a lot of electrical fence out there. And it hits me hard. It's going to knock her flat on her head. So I can't let her anywhere near it. But it's got to stay on. Right. So anyway, that law that I'm putting in her life of stay away from the fence or stay away from the cattle is for her good, but she doesn't appreciate or understand how important it is to obey the law until she hits the fence.
Right.
And the fence knocks her down.
And the law, that would be the law of love.
Right. Yep.
That goes to verse 9, that love be without dissimulation, hypocrisy.
Without hypocrisy, right.
Abhor that which is evil, cling to that which is good. That's
right.
Love. That's what love is. Love our God, love our neighbor. Of course, this last month was Pride Month, and the LGBTQ plus community, EQ, B, all that stuff, they say love is love. But really what they have is hatred. They don't have real love. They don't love God. They don't love themselves. They don't love their neighbor. And the Bible says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. And so See, what he's doing is loving Lydia. He doesn't want her to get electrocuted, so she says, Lydia, don't do that. For your good. For your good. I'll scare his wife. And then, of course, if that doesn't work, then...
I'll take care of business.
Right. So, but out of love. That's the law of love.
Yep.
So, that makes sense.
Okay, and then... did you have something else you wanted to say, brother? I'm sorry.
Nope, that was my thoughts on that.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So, how does a Christian, young people, I'll ask you, young adults, how do you renew your mind? How do you renew it? Or refresh it, or restore it, or rejuvenate it? Whatever, you know, adjective you want to apply there.
Reading scripture is one of them. I think there's a verse.
There's a verse about that. About renewing your mind through the scriptures, reading the scriptures. And we talked about reading scriptures daily. You know, if this is daily bread, shouldn't you be considering it, reading it every day? Yeah, of course you should. If you make other things more important than that, then back to that idolatry issue, that idolatry idea. I'm so thankful to have a bride who I get up and she's listening to God's word. You know, regularly, it's her habit to do that. It's a blessing to watch my wife do that for herself. You know, she feeds herself. In Jesus Christ, he sought the Lord first in the morning. It's a good time to seek the Lord. I love part of this new thing that I'm doing with the cattle and all the farming activities and stuff. I'm getting up sometime between 4:30 and 5:30, and there's things that are going on at that time of day, especially during this season, where, I mean, it's light at 4:30, and the birds are chirping, and it's beautiful, man. All the purple martins are flying around catching bugs, and the ducks are quacking across the street. And yeah, it's great. All right. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Now, I wanted to stop here for a second because I noticed in this particular chapter, there's a lot of italicized words. And so let me read some of this without the italicized words, which are added translator words. For I say, verse 3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So it says not to think of himself more highly. That's just an added idea. But you take it without that idea, it says not to think more highly than he ought to think. Now, the world is very high-minded. They're very intellectual. The university system, very high-minded. I really think on this higher plane. I think of ponder things, really high things. I'd rather just take care of my cattle. Just go feed my cattle, you know, plug the bottle into the cattle and let him do his thing. And or I could ponder quantum physics and black holes and dark matter and things that are not actually real. They're just imaginations of men. Just imaginations of men. Okay, so then it comes back to the measure of faith. Now, we're not saved through intellectual superiority, because then people that are dumb couldn't be saved, right? Or prowess, intellectual prowess. We're saved through faith. Every man is saved through faith. So riches don't do it. Intellectual understanding doesn't do it. But just faith. Trust in God. Faith is trust.
I think of lean not upon your own
understanding. That's right. Lean not upon your own understanding. Because it's a weakness in mankind that has this weakness to think high of himself. That's pride. To imagine things about God that aren't true. Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office. For we... many are one body in Christ, and everyone members of one another. Having then, verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy according to the proportion of faith. So, if we're going to prophesy, we do it according to our faith. He says, well, who gave you that office? Well, God gave me this office by faith. I'm exercising the office of the prophet by faith. That's what I'm doing. This is how God's leading me. I believe the Spirit's telling me this. I'm doing it by faith. That's how we do. That's how we operate in every area of our faith.
Can I be, let's say something real quick?
Sure.
You know, going back to verse 2, I think it's key for prophecy because if you're not renewing your mind in God's Word,
right,
and you're prophesying something contrary to the Word of God,
then you're a false prophet.
Right. So I just wanted to add
that. 2 Peter 2 for you, pal. That's all I could tell you.
Right.
Let's see. Oh, I gotta get the cattle out of the rain. Okay, so verse 8, for he that exhorts on exhortation, he that gives with simplicity, he that rules with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness, love be without dissimulation or as you were saying before, hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Kindly affection one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Verse 11, not slothful or lazy in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant prayer. Distributing to, oh, this is interesting, verse 13, distributing to the necessity or the needs of the saints. Is giving to the needs of the saints. Doesn't mean you have to give to I'm going to have to go do something. So let's take a break here. Take care of the cattle. I'll be right back. Yeah. Sorry.
Here's the weather.
It's not as expensive as all the others.
It's the front,
But what I do, is I'll back into the darkness. Normally, that's what everything is on the side. That's why I wanted to remember it. That was the most important thing. That's why I got the hatchback. I just opened the door and I opened the counter there. Or just keep my way. Temperatures will climb again into the 90s.
It is climbing.
Plan on peak heat indexes around 100.
When?
Today. It says right here, a few cooling showers and storms are forecast, but outside of those storms, high temperatures will climb again.
Yeah. Yesterday was hot. Talk about steam.
There was an occasional 4 or 5 hour.
People were coming in hot and sweaty and stuff. Well, guys,
and there was a few clouds every once in a
while. These can't be large. I see.
No shade.
We sold so many large drinks that day that we ran out of large.
But you know what? I'd rather have a little sun and the trees protection in the hand versus last year we had shade.
You said it was too sweet. I'm going to get you.
But please turn the fire.
Is that an icy?
And then Jackie made tea all over the floor. We had
what was the Bob last lesson?
We had a lemonade.
How you doing, brother?
What's up? I'm gonna go change.
Papa's day.
How come you didn't wear your raincoat?
Yeah.
How come you didn't wear your raincoat?
Yellow raincoat.
I think he was wearing it because he's not wet. His head.
Did you lock the door?
No, it's unlocked.
Go finish your food.
How many bees does it take to make a beehive?
One.
Two.
How many bees what?
Does it take to make a beehive?
Two.
Wait.
Lydia, give that back. And the paper.
I'm not going to know
what it is. There isn't an answer.
As many as you want, honey. See, they laughed. So let me tell you how the joke got made. This is a brand new joke.
Nobody's
ever heard this joke. You don't like this part. So there's this high school kid. He's just fresh out of high school. He's working the summer.
A southern boy, right?
Southern boy. You have to have the southern accent to really make it work. As many as you want, honey.
As many as you want.
So he's just had this fascination with bees. It's just like... Because we have these boxes that are base boxes for the base cabinets, and they call them bees. So he's like, oh, you got bees, and I don't want to get stung. And so finally I just went up to him and said, how many bees does it take to make a beehive? I didn't even have an answer. And he came up with it. Fresh out of
his head. As
many as you want, honey. And all day long, man, everybody that would come around would tell him a joke. And I would tell the joke, and he would tell the punchline, because you got to have the southern accent to make it work.
Isn't
that
work?
That's funny. Yeah. I bet you didn't like that. And then, what do you call an alligator that's always causing trouble?
Is it a
snake?
An instigator.
Instigator.
All right. You know what? I've been purposing for weeks to tell you these jokes, and I just keep forgetting. Finally.
Oh,
okay,
what's that?
What was it
on this?
Something coffee.
The honey.
You call an alligator with
that
words
of that?
Oh, yeah,
an investigator.
That one, I didn't think it would.
Instigator. That's funny, ain't it? But that honey one, no one will ever get that one, because that's new. Nobody's ever told that one.
Yeah.
Made up there, right on the spot at work. That kid had he started trying to come up with different ones. I'm like, yeah, I think you're just the one hit wonder, man. He's funny. He's asked me some good Bible questions, though. Yeah. I wear my Jesus
Watch
shirt
out.
And pants.
He just graduated, you said?
Yeah, he just graduated high school, and he's going to go to college. I forgot what he's going to college for.
So he just started working with you?
No, he would come in the afternoons after school.
All part-time.
Right, and then now he's working full-time during the summer, and then he'll probably go back to part-time when he goes back to college.
Oh,
he's going to
the tech university from WKU, I forget what it's called. It's not the actual college, but it's their technical university.
Oh, in Glasgow?
No, in Bowling Green.
Oh, it's in Bowling
Green. There's one in Glasgow, too, but I think they're going to the one in Bowling Green.
You work in Bowling Green? Or Glasgow?
Glasgow.
Oh.
They have a place in Bowling Green.
Yeah. I think they have a few. One in Bowling Green, Glasgow.
Brokering Solutions, and then they have another one called Super Home Surplus. That's an offshoot of them.
Hey.
Sister
company
or something like that.
Hey.
Mother company, I don't know which one.
Hey.
When we get cats that are bad, or not horribly bad, we'll send them to the store.
Hey.
The store. There's a store. There's Scott's.
Hey. Hey.
They sell them at this rates. They're looking for cats.
Also, does it go from your place to installations?
No. Some of them, yeah, the ones that we build that are good go to the.
Oh, but the ones that are not
cheap. There's
something
wrong with them. There's a chair.
Sold.
Something
that's
covered
on.
Oh.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, actually, a lot of it probably is.
It's covered from China. What's that? By the time he gets them, the animals.
He stopped raining to let him out.
He'll be letting him back out. It's supposed to get hot out again. Only you knew the storm was coming, huh, brother?
No, I didn't know it was that much. That's the problem. I thought it just drizzled a little bit. But yeah, that would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Where's your butt?
What is it, dear?
Me.
You what? No, stay away from that. Don't touch that. Don't touch that. Get down. Thank you.
They like the joke. Both of you.
Did you keep going, brother, or did you?
No.
Sorry.
We were just talking. I was telling my new joke.
Telling jokes. Okay.
A new one.
The new jokes.
Before you start the recording, ready?
Just out of the.
How many bees does it take to make a bee?
Bees that take to make a beehive.
You're never going to get it. As many as you want, honey.
As many as you want, honey.
Well, you got to have a southern accent.
How did you presuppose I wasn't going to get it? I was like close to honey. How does this have to do with honey? No. Okay, where are we? Let me unhold the...
Lydia, come down from here.
Oh, it's going right now. I thought I'd stopped it, but
recorded this whole time.
Recording the whole with all the jokes.
All the jokes.
They were holy jokes, though, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. So
well,
no,
I mean,
corrupt.
They were innocent.
Yeah, they weren't like holy jokes. Like Bible jokes or something.
Okay. Bible jokes.
All right. Well, we can just I guess leave that in there. And where were we?
Well,
verse.
I don't know, honey. You might want to check it.
I can cut it out.
Okay.
I hope you can edit that. Let's see if you know how to edit
it. That's why. Okay.